Well, a man was detained Saturday at Shannon Airport in Ireland after allegedly climbing onto the wing of a U.S. military aircraft and attacking it with a hatchet. Irish police arrested the man on suspicion of criminal damage, as the video showed a man in dark clothing walking on the wing of the aircraft. The breach raises renewed concerns about security at the airport, which has experienced multiple recent incidents involving unauthorized access to restricted areas. Officials are carrying out a search of the airport perimeter to determine how the suspect gained access. Shannon Airport has been the site of frequent anti-war protests for years over its use by U.S. military, dating back to the Iraq War era. Well, I'm sure there's some regretted actions here, or maybe not. Let's continue the sentiment with Change a Thing from The Silent Treatment.
Thank you.
So Declan EC is a teenage multi-instrumentalist from Montreal, equally comfortable in punk rock and hip-hop spaces. Won't See Me is taken from Parallel Punk, his new 13-track burst of short, hook-driven songs that feel like a young artist sprinting through ideas with confidence. And prior to that, The Silent Treatment was a band from Vancouver, active between 1997 and 2002. Change a Thing is part of their final release, Love It or Leave It, making it a late-era track from a band wrapping up a 5-year run. Here is Gaspar Baroni, who's just dropped a new 3-track EP. Let's hear a first taste called Thirst on Coasting.
There's a river with a thirst for the seasons, leading into the wild. You gotta be honest and free. Wrote a letter and he set out to sea. Got tired of it all and set out to be honest and free. Honest and free.
Jonathan Whitford.
Well, there's a feeling that I found
Well, based in the Whitewater region of the Upper Ottawa Valley, Colin Wiley is known for his work with Blink of the Star and DreamWorks. Colin also records under the name Hinterland Band, and he just released a new single called Beyond the Fairground. And ahead of that, Newmarket, Ontario's Gaspar Barone gives us melodic pop built around clean guitar lines and earnest vocal delivery. You'll find Thirst on his new 3-track EP called Equal. Well, Nova Scotian-born, Toronto-based Loviette just released her debutante EP that blends glitter meets grunge. Let's check out a cut now on Coasting.
It's Coasting with Jonathan Whitford.
So Kick Dirt is part of Midriff's April full-length Love, Angst, Danger, Sexy, a project that blends art pop gloss, post-punk edges, and a distinctly Toronto pop sound. The album's maximalist title sets the emotional palette with big feelings, big gestures, and no subtlety required. And before that, Debutante is the title track and emotional centerpiece of Loveyette's five-song EP. She tells us the track wrestles with pressure and identity, aligning with the EP's broader themes of coming of age and refusing to play nice. After the break, I talk about the raffle of a lifetime, and to get us there, let's spin a new Museum song called Trade. It's the lead single from the EP This Can't Be It, a song that marks the band's shift towards anthemic pop.
When you called, I could barely see your face. Your name.
And I'm Jonathan Whitford. Well, a Parisian man could not believe his luck when he found out he'd won a Pablo Picasso painting worth $1 million from a $117 raffle ticket. How do I check that it's not a hoax, said Eric Hodari, who described himself as an art amateur fond of Picasso. He said he bought his ticket over the weekend after finding out about the charity raffle, just by chance, during a meal in a restaurant. The online draw offered the chance to win a $1 million portrait by the Spanish artist in aid of Alzheimer's research. Organizers said all 120,000 tickets were sold worldwide, netting 12 million euros. Of that 12 million, 1 million will be paid to the Opera Gallery, an international art dealership that owned the painting. Well, Candy Canes may not be talking about raffles, but they are down to one on Coasting. Thank you. So Slivered Kisses is track two on Shishan's debut self-titled EP. The Toronto Dream Pop Shoegaze Project is part of the city's growing wave of DIY dream pop and atmospheric alt-rock, often characterized by reverb-heavy guitars and introspective writing. And ahead of that, we heard a great new song called Down to One from the Candy Canes. I was talking to them recently, and they say we're a new band who decided to stay fairly off the grid, as we started this more of a conceptual project. The intention was less about building a public-facing act, and more about creating a world that people could step into, even if just briefly. Well, our good friend Jane Trimble at World Peach Records just sent me this great new track from Stephanie Westall called On the Video. Let's check it out now on Coasting.
I saw myself in the sunshine, running in the sand, laughing and smiling at home in this strange land. I whispered a sweet song while you dug in the sand, and the water washed over. So special, and now I'm lonely and I need you. You say they don't matter. I don't believe that that's true. I'm standing alone here as I stare into the back of you.
For great music.
Thank you. day that I can be with you. I could move mountains with my words, and it terrifies me. Feel every letter start to turn deep inside me. If I could open up my mouth and squeeze my lungs to force them out, I could paint a picture. Not tonight, just not tonight, just not tonight. I was young and in love, and I was so afraid. Just not tonight. I was young and in love, and I was so afraid.
So Not Tonight is a fresh new standalone single just out from Toronto outfit The City Feels. Not Tonight is a dream pop, new gaze single that blends soft emotional vulnerability with a big reverb wash alt-rock shimmer. And prior to that, Winnipeg's award-winning contemporary pop artist Stephanie Westall just dropped a new single, On the Video. She tells us the song is about investing your heart and soul into a partnership, trusting them with your fragile feelings, only to find out that they're just in it for themselves. But Willow's new single, River in a Nightmare, hints at movement through chaos. It's a strong metaphor for emotional overwhelm or disorientation.
Thank you. at your door.
Kayla McGee just dropped her stunning Lady of the Moon full-length on the Pink Moon, and that was April 1st. Her new album floats through a world of mythic imagery and narrative-driven songwriting. Hellfire Tonight is just one of many stunning tracks on this record that you need to pick up. And before that, River in a Nightmare is my standout track for the new Willow album, Off the Floor. The Vancouver four-piece just dropped this new two-track EP, April 1st. Well, Charles Tilden is up next. His new song, Another Way, is described as a smoothly psychedelic folk rock track with a warm 60s-70s leaning charm, reminiscent of Nilsson.
Think of you another way, damn near impossible, a well-hit trap door, I'll look for. A sanctuary of laughs,
Rising Toronto musician Charles Tilden drifts into soft psychedelic sunlight on his single Another Way. This warm, harmony-rich song is about loosening your grip on old perspectives, and you'll find it on his new record, Vincible, released in early March. Well, friends, I see that's just about a wrap for today, but be sure to head on back next Tuesday for lots more great new music and some fun stories. If you have any comments or have a request, please head up my Jonathan Whitford Instagram page or email me at coasting@radiowestern.ca. Well, fortunately, we have enough time to spend something from Aisanabe's new Timelines EP. It features songs from each of his three records, stripped back and reimagined. This approach reflects how many fans first discovered him in the early days of his career, when he played hundreds of shows across Canada and around the world with only his guitar, voice, and stories. So let's enjoy Here and Now before we go, and I want to wish everyone a safe week. For all of us here coasting, I'm Jonathan Whitford.
1 million roads could let us here, and I'm so tired giving in to fear. Can't shake this aching feeling I get, wondering if what I feel is regret. 1 million times I could have said things straight, but I didn't try, didn't know what to say. I miss the times, a child in a grass, not a care, wish it could have lasted. Why does my mind skip like a stone and I can't let go? I'm everywhere, I'm with here and now. Why am I falling ahead like the best never left? I'm everywhere, I'm with here and now. 1 million lives, and we're living here, and I know you tried while I disappeared. Can't shake this empty feeling again. My mom wanted us to where we met, to this place and time left behind, frozen in the dark, and I can't recognize you and I, mourning all the pieces. I miss the taste, the sun on your face, not a care, wish you could've lasted. Why does my mind skip like a stone and I can't let go? I'm everywhere but here and now. Why am I falling ahead like the past never left? I'm everywhere but here and now. Why does my mind skip like a stone? Falling ahead like the past never left. I'm everywhere.
Spring is in the air, which means it's time once again for the Banree Foundation's annual spring celebration. Join us as we recognize the incredible achievements of mature women students at Queen's University. The festivities will take place at Grant Hall on May 2nd at 2 p.m. This is a free event and everyone is welcome to attend. Find event details by visiting the Banree Center website, following us on Instagram or Facebook, or emailing brc@queensu.ca. Come celebrate exceptional women with us. See you there.
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit programvif.ca and apply today.
Live music fans, get ready. Spring Reverb returns for its fifth edition May 28th through the 31st in downtown Kingston, Ontario, and CFRC is thrilled to be part of the action. Over 4 days, you can catch live music panels, workshops, and see what makes the Kingston music scene tick. Get ready for acts like Bedouin Soundclash, The Dirty Nil, Hot Garbage, By Divine Rights, Slaves of Spanky, Pony Girl, Tanya Iyer, Golden Feather, and so much more. Also, make sure to check out all the free panels, workshops, a merch market, and the first ever Cataraqui Punk Rock Flea Market. For more information on the lineup and tickets, visit kppconcerts.com or Spring Reverb YGK on socials. See you there.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings visit the